It's the review show. It's the review of the review show. Neil's away, getting wed, as you do. So it's me, Rob Gutman, in the chair with Shawnee Sean Rogers and Andy Heaton.
Is he coming back?
Who knows? I mean, you know, we're going to try and put him out of a job here. Well, we won't. We're going to review the reviews. it's International Week, so there isn't a game to do, Sean. So let's look back on the season so far, look at the tactical developments and the way things are shaping up this season. The sort of the motif, I think, in terms of the commentariat about Liverpool so far has been the difference between this season and last. The simplification has been it's a more defensive Liverpool, it's a more solid Liverpool, it's a less expansive Liverpool. And you know what? Even though the front three don't seem to be as glamorous as they were last season, look at the results. We've got 20 points from 8 games, joint top of the league. It's all working fine. There's a lot to get stuck into here, but just broadly, do you think the take that we are that bit more conservative this season is a deliberate, is a fair and two, a deliberate policy?
I think it's, I suppose it's a little bit fair and a little bit of a deliberate policy, but I think it's also correct to say it's the right policy. You could argue that the defensive record and the results have backed it up for a start. I think all of us are a bit conscious that It's a funny league in a way, in that I think Liverpool, City and Chelsea in particular, although all of the top six have got the same problem, on the basis that you've got to look at how you, in essence, get at the bottom 13. That gap just seems to be getting bigger and bigger. With the TV money and everything, you think that the bottom 13 might just reduce that gap a little bit. But you look at the amount of points that the top six have got already. You know, you look at the points that Liverpool, Chelsea and City have amassed. That's insane.
And then Arsenal only two behind, aren't they? And Tottenham hard barely.
Exactly,
crazy.
And teams that are, you know, Arsenal slightly transitional, Tottenham with the summer they've had and supposedly not having that good a start. I just don't think you get away with that unless the league isn't stronger, shall we say. I just, you know, mid-90s, you don't see anything like this in terms of points totals and everything else.
No.
And whether that chicken and the egg, I'm probably a different show for you to do, Rob, but whether that's the elite teams are just getting better and better than they were back then, or whether it's probably a mixture of both, at the bottom 13 aren't as strong, squad size as everything else. I think that means that the games against the top six is almost like its own little Champions League in a way. And that's where we weren't as good last year as we have been the year before. And I think because of what we've done in the Champions League, we maybe take it for granted that we do all right in the big games. But actually our record, particularly away from home last year, wasn't good enough. We get leathered at City, we get leathered at Spurs, we drop a big lead at Arsenal.
We're not great at United.
We don't play well at Chelsea and get a bad result. We don't play well at United and get a bad result. That isn't good enough. That can't be repeated this year. Now already we've dug one out, a point out of Chelsea. We've got a good win at Tottenham. I think that Liverpool are putting a bit more focus on being defensively rigid. And like we were talking before we came on air, you know, you make a good point, Rob. He's been able to look at the fixture list from the summer. And even before the Champions League ties get drawn, you're looking at the start going,